Today in Germany, Volkswagen announced the resignation of a senior executive accused of stealing trade secrets from General Motors. GM says it is not satisfied that the resignation is just the first of several conditions VW has to meet to settle the three-year-old dispute over allegations of industrial espionage. NPR's Edward Lifson reports from Berlin.
Jose Ignacio Lopez has resigned from VW effective immediately. Volkswagen's chairman has always supported Lopez, but said today that his firm has accepted the resignation reluctantly. General Motors, on the other hand, said Lopez's resignation is a symbolic first step in its ongoing dispute with Volkswagen, but that the resignation does not compensate GM for the substantial damages it has incurred. GM accuses Volkswagen, Lopez, and several top aides whom Lopez took with him when he defected from GM to VW of conspiring to steal trade secrets. Some of those secrets included ways to cut costs. The negative publicity has dogged VW for about 3 years, even as Lopez has brought VW back to profitability. VW is Germany's largest car manufacturer, and they're currently introducing a new line. VW has always denied the charges in the Lopez case and has been trying to defuse the negative publicity. VW issued a statement today saying that Lopez made excellent contributions to the company and achieved much success. Lopez's lawyer said his client will now start a consulting firm. VW's chairman says it plans to hire him again in that capacity. Lopez is 55 years old. He is expected to be charged soon by prosecutors in Darmstadt, Germany, who are investigating the industrial espionage charges against him. A U.S. federal judge ruled Tuesday that GM can use federal racketeering laws in its civil suit against VW. This allows GM to sue for triple the actual damages, which would be billions of dollars. The racketeering charges could be tried next year. Most racketeering cases end in out-of-court settlements. GM has demanded certain conditions before it will agree to such a settlement. One of those conditions was the resignation of Lopez, which happened today. In Berlin, I'm Edward Lifson reporting.